Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kennedy has a very interesting story about something that happened with her yesterday after she left the radio station that I would like her to share with all of you that listen to our show, because we're going to judge her and see if she did something wrong or not. And it's always fun to judge your friends, right?
Always.
But that's the thing, though. Your friends will always be honest with you and tell you when they think they've screwed up, and then you get to judge them. So now we're going
to... I don't think I screwed up, so...
It's not really judgment. I think it's just more telling the truth or...
I stand behind what I did. So I was driving home yesterday from the station, and I was driving down the street, and to the right-hand side was a bus stop, and this beautiful woman is standing there waiting for the bus, and she has on this gorgeous white dress that just stands out amongst the garbage place where the bus stop is. And I just, like, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. She just, like, was like a beacon of light in this dark place.
Yes.
So as I drove by, it was sort of slowing down for a stoplight that had just turned green, so I didn't come to a complete stop. But I looked out my window and I just said, "You look amazing." And she sort of looked at me like,
What?
Because you're not normally listening for people to yell out the window at you.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gave me a look, and then the light, I turned green, so I start going, and I said to myself, did I just catcall another woman? Like, I didn't whistle and say, "Hey, baby."
No.
But did I? I was just trying to spread the joy and let her know that I thought she was so pretty, but...
That was weird.
I disagree.
If some dude drove by and I was sitting there at the bus stop and he just slowed down and the window was down, he's like, "Dude, you look great." I would be like...
And I'm not trying to say those two things are different, but they just are, and that's just the society in which we live. But I just...
It's just weird.
I feel like if someone drove by you and you were wearing like a new shirt and like cool shoes and someone was like, "You know what, bud? You're rocking that outfit." You'd be like, "I am."
But this wasn't like... There wasn't that interaction. She was driving by with the window down in her car.
Same thing.
I don't know.
I just wanted to spread joy.
If I did that to a woman...
And unfortunately, this is our society, and I
so,
hate it.
So a man can't do it, like a man doing it to a man.
Look, it happens. I mean, it doesn't happen to me all the time. I don't mean to say that. But I've had men say, "You look great today." Or, you know, "I love that dress," as they walk by.
Sure.
Mostly it's about my red hair. But it doesn't bother me.
Right.
You know, it's never said in a tone that's lecherous.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like, "Hey, baby."
I feel like it's the way you do it. If you're yelling out the window like, "You look so sexy," or something
like that.
Didn't say
that. I just said, "You look amazing."
I think you probably made her day. You know?
Or I didn't. I don't know. But I feel like if I had been walking by her, I would have said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe if
I just can't explain how she shone bright like a diamond.
Well, and I think because you were in a car that was just driving by, she didn't have a chance to really assess the situation. You're just somebody driving by in a car and she's like,
I mean,
what
my great hope
is that
woman hit on me at the bus stop.
I didn't hit on her. I didn't ask her on a date. I just think maybe when she got on the bus, maybe hopefully she went, "You know what I do?"
Yes.
Or she texts her friends, some woman just drove by.
Which I'm sorry if I offended, but I didn't mean to offend. I just.
No, your heart was in the right place.
I try and do this, you know, you try and bring each other up.
Right.
I think that's what we're
here
for.
I just think a fleeting moment as you're driving by with the window open in the car, if you've been walking by.
I would have said the exact same
thing. Right, and that would have been different because she could have seen your intent.
Yeah, I do that at the mall all the time.
But
I'm
when
like,
this,
"Go, shoes, girl, let's go."
Yes, when this happens to me, I don't take it as like,
but she didn't have a chance to get the intent.
You're exactly right.
There was no context clues. There was no body language. There was just a voice out of a window in a passing by car.
I think I'm a big cat caller now that like we're talking about this. Like I yell stuff out the window all the time. Like I just love.
I love giving people just a little bit of something.
Yeah. I love human beings. I'm like, "You know what, dude? Nice shoes. Great shirt. Love that hair. I like it." I mean, they probably think I'm a weirdo.
I have been getting it a lot lately, but because of my truck.
Right. It has nothing to do with you.
No. But I get stopped now all the time, or just random dudes when I'm sitting next to them. They look over and they look at me and they give me that smile. They're like, nice truck.
Nice car, bro.
Yeah, but that's just weirdness between Jeep people. I'm sorry.
No, it's a lot of union guys.
Oh, yes. Wow, I wish I could have that.
Anyway.
Well, the text line, can I read a couple? From the 617, totally weird. Love you, Kennedy. And from the 781, I've made it a mission to compliment at least one stranger. Go, Kennedy. Spread the positive vibes.
Yes.
Right.
And then from 339, sounds like Kennedy needs a place, a missed connection ad on Craigslist.
A missed connection ad. Oh,
I love you guys.
Don't quit being you, though.
I don't know how I could.
Yeah.
Never.
I love it when we get to judge each other. It's my favorite.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.